Welcome to the Night Show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Friday, May 10th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more, so buckle up those seatbelts. Don't touch that dial. Because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Come support our high school and elementary art show. We got art shows happening. Check out the tandem calendar for times. And we also have the elementary drama presenting Pippi Longstocking tonight at 6 p.m. Check the tandem calendar for Saturday performances as well. All kinds of great things going on in the arts as we mimic the ultimate creator. We try to be creative ourselves. But now it's time for the dicey section of the show. We've got Weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's been a rainy week, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. High 74, low 56. You know, Mr. Holland, I've been saying mucho to my Spanish-speaking friends lately. You know, it really means a lot.
Always technically true. Now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We've got
weird science facts. Killer whales, also known as orcas, are not whales at all, and are actually a type of dolphin. They're the largest breed of dolphins in existence.
Okay. You learned something new. Every day, God's creation, it's incredible. But people that are just going to be jumping for joy, doing tricks, all the things, because it's their birthday. Bonnie Thong. Lydia Conrad, it's your birthday today. Graham McCormick, Henry Weems, Michaela Falkenberg, and
happy
Denton Maxwell. It is
happy
your birthday this weekend. Happy birthday. Celebrate.
Happy birthday.
God gave you life. It's a miracle. Each and every time. We are just excited that you're born. So let's celebrate that gift of life with somebody today. If you see him, tell him happy birthday. But now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey, we've got Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I have another demonstration for you. I'm using a glass vase, some white rocks, black ping pong balls, and a wooden dowel, and a pitcher of water. And I have a pan just in case we make a bit of a mess. This week I wanted to focus on thinking first. We talked about thinking before we act, think about thinking before we speak, thinking about before we worship, and thinking before, I forgot the other one. Thinking before we stress. But sometimes we need to think about what we're thinking about. So in my vase here, I'm going to put a rock for all the good thoughts and a ping pong ball for all the bad thoughts. And I'm just going to layer them here and represent all the thoughts that we've had throughout the day. We have a lot of thoughts. And you can see the bad thoughts take up a lot more space than the good thoughts in our mind. When we have bad thoughts, we tend to focus a lot more on them. They take up more time in our thinking. That should be good. So now that our vase is full of rocks and black ping pong balls, just like my mind is full of good and bad thoughts, but as Christians, we don't need those bad thoughts wasting space in our mind. So when we spend more time in our Bible, we purge the bad thoughts. We get washed in the Word. So now I'm adding the water into my vase to be washed by the words of God. And you see some of the ping pong balls are floating to the top. Some of the ping pong balls, though, are still trapped down below in the rocks. Sometimes we want to hold on to those bad thoughts. This is when we hold grudges. We don't want to forgive to release the bad thoughts and give them to God. That's when we need to be with our fellow Christians. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how we stir up one another in love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as they see the day drawing near." Now, don't think that these good works are what save us, but it's the influence and the encouragement and love from our Christian friends that stir us up and help us let go of those bad thoughts. So now I'm going to use the wooden dowel, and I'm going to stir my vase. And, oh, those bad thoughts start to shoot to the top and roll out of the vase. So we should stir up one another in love and good works so that we can free our mind of those bad thoughts and have pure thoughts.
That's such a great, great lesson, Mick. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. You always do an incredible job. Bringing us truth in really practical ways, and we appreciate you. But now it's time for our deep thoughts verse. And this verse is from 1 Chronicles 16:11. It says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually." One of the harder things to do when you get distracted with the busyness of life, with baseball practice and violin concerts and the musical coming up and the art show and homework and class. It's so hard to seek the presence of the Lord. There's good things, but they can still distract us. And so that's why God continually reminds us to seek His presence. To not let that be something that we neglect. To seek out those moments. To schedule time. To make that a priority in our lives. Make that a priority in your week with your family. Making sure that you're attending a worship service and that you're resting. And that you're thinking the Lord's thoughts. That you're reading His word each day. Make those times. Make that a priority. Seek His presence continually. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to do that. Heavenly Father, we're prone to wander. We can easily be distracted. We can easily feel overcome. But Lord, help us to prioritize You in our life as number one. Let us love You ultimately and let our thoughts and our actions reflect that. Help us to seek Your presence. Draw us to Your word each day. Draw us to Your house of worship each week. And let us love each other well and stir up in one another good works and pure thoughts. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You've got Bible, science, history, spelling, social studies, English, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is gonna be a great day.